Well, whatever I have played of Chopin is enormously influenced by Hoffmann's performance of these works. And it had to be, because when you once heard him do something, its originality, the individuality, the conception was so overwhelming and so convincing that you could never think about it in any other way. And sometimes it got too much so. And I think you remember, in speaking of pianists, I wrote about how sitting with Rachmaninoff in Godofsky's box at a Carnegie Hall concert, it was a Saturday afternoon, of Hoffmann's. Hoffmann had played the B minor sonata of Chopin. After which Rachmaninoff turned around very sadly and very slowly and very seriously, and he said, "Well, there goes one more piece out of my repertory. I shall never, never play it again." And he never did. And later I said to him, "Well, why do you feel that way, Mr. Rachmaninoff?" And he said, "Look, that's the music itself. There's no other way to play it when you hear it like that. And who can do it but Joseph? Nobody." He said, "Perhaps Anton Rubinstein played it that way or more greatly, but I never had the opportunity of hearing it." And he said, I will not try it again. You can't. Nobody can. There are many, many pieces of Chopin which I felt exactly the same way about, and I never brought them to Hoffmann. I should have, but I couldn't. I couldn't bring the E minor concerto. Mm-hmm. I couldn't bring the Chopin F minor concerto. Mm-hmm. I couldn't bring the Andante Spianata and Polonaise, for instance. Mm-hmm. And I wish I could say that about many great pianists who should have brought them before they tried to record it to Hoffmann, mm-hmm. because they sound like, well, innocent, naive pupils mm-hmm. compared to Hoffmann's playing of it on the 50th anniversary recording, which, as you know, is now a historic document at the Metropolitan Opera House.
Yes, indeed.
There's the living proof. Fortunately, we haven't, so one doesn't have to sound like such an old-fashioned fool. Just say, go and listen to it, that's all.
Then now let's listen to Abram Chazen's Pianist.